Early on a Saturday morning, suspect sailors gather for an indoor boat race with ships they're constructing themselves out of cardboard. Winning the race is a coveted feat, but speed and seaworthiness were hardly the biggest priorities for Colorado College students. Reporter Sydney McGarr sets sail with the story. For Colorado College students, the cardboard boat regatta is taken very seriously. Sophomores Tori Nelson and Anya Posiadlo start the morning with big ambitions for the competition.
I'm really just here to F around.
Really, I'm just here to get the t-shirt because I think that's one of the cool shirts, SS Regatta.
And sophomore Landon McLean just wants to go back to bed.
So if I didn't have work at the early hour of 8:30 this morning, I would still be sleeping.
They focus on the important task at hand as they shake off their sleepy attitudes. Participants are given unlimited cardboard, one roll of duct tape, a box cutter, and a Sharpie. They have 2 hours to build a boat that will make it to the other end of the pool. Student coordinator Nolan Diffley explains the categories.
There's the fastest boat, the best decorated, and then the Titanic award for the best sink.
Best decorated seems to be the coveted win, as many of the vessels start to develop a specific theme. Team Motorboater's vessel is decorated like a tiki hut, and the captains are wearing coconut bras fashioned from cardboard over their shirts. Student turnout was high, and so were ambitions for creating the winning boat in all categories. Potsiadlo and Sophia Murphy, founding members of Team Baby Girl, played intense nautical music on their phones while frantically searching the internet for inspiration.
So we have a guy on a body of water that looks really green and disgusting. He's excitedly paddling forward in his Batman boat. It's super flat and sleek. Like, it actually does look like something Batman would
Batman
drive.
Would honestly have it.
And he's using the strategy that we were talking about of having these, like, hand paddle things. We're excited about this idea for sure.
The students hit the pool after 2 hours of quickly cutting and taping their vessels into peak condition. Teams line up on the edge of the swimming lanes. Intense nautical music plays as athletic director Andy Obringer ensures everyone is ready for the countdown to jump in.
Help you get it.
2, 1, go!
Some teams were happier with their outcomes than others. Freshman Maisie Moylan is just there for a good time.
I think we might have been third to last. But we made it across, though. And I think that's what matters.
The winners, seniors Isabel Cody, Natalia Moss, Evie Angevine, and Hunter Burge, didn't feel the need to strategize much.
We didn't overthink it. Simplicity was the way to go.
We got here 2 hours late.
We were together, no wasted time.
Mm-hmm. Just doing.
We all live together, so there was no conflict.
No.
They were, however, delighted when they were informed of their prize.
Here, there's a t-shirt.
This is so exciting.
Is there a t-shirt? Wait, who said that? Is it like the I Am Sports t-shirt?
I think there's an I Am t-shirt. That was the best day ever.
Guys, we just won the regatta.
With a t-shirt worthy victory, CC students called it a day. Until next year, when they float or sink again. For Colorado College, this is Sydney McGarr.